horrifying the way the man could turn her inside out with no more than a look. "What are you staring at?" "I like looking at you." The simple phrase, delivered with that musical hint of Ireland, was a power all its own. "Yeah?" She angled her head, relaxed by the idea of having the entire evening to do nothing but be with him, enjoy him. She let him nibble on her knuckles. "So, you want to fool around?" Amused, he set his glass down and, watching her, ran his hand up the long line of her leg to where the slit in her narrow skirt ended at the hip. "Pervert, cut it out!" "You asked." "You have no shame!" But she laughed and handed him back his glass. "Half the people in this fancy joint of yours have their spyglasses on this box. Everybody wants a look at Rourke. They're looking at my very nifty wife, the homicide cop who brought me down." She sneered at that, as he knew she would. It gave him the opening to lean over and sink his teeth lightly into her soft bottom lip. "Keep it up," she warned. "We'll have to sell tickets." "We're still basically newlyweds. It's perfectly acceptable for newlyweds to neck in public places." "Like you care what's acceptable." She put a hand on his chest, nudged him back to a safe distance.